The Bible reading today is taken from Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 13, and can be found on page 1092 in the Pew Bibles. When the Holy Spirit comes at Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were sitting in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native language? Parthians, Medes and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they ask one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They have had too much wine."
Well, good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Thank you so much, Small Stars, for sharing that with us. I love a round, so that was great. And I also want to say thank you to Sophie for reading that reading so well, because, of course, she had all those place names, didn't she? That we all sort of gulp slightly when we see them. So well done, Sophie. Thank you. I wonder how good you are at waiting. We wait for all sorts of things, don't we? And there's a few coming up on the screen. We wait for buses. We wait for babies to arrive. I know there are some people here waiting for babies to arrive. We have countdowns, don't we, for special days. We wait for birthdays and holidays and things like that. And I did once queue in the rain for 3 hours to get into a concert. Today, on the day of Pentecost, we find the followers of Jesus waiting, not for any of those things, but waiting to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Jesus has told them to stay in Jerusalem and wait for the gift that God has promised, the Holy Spirit. When Jesus says this, they have no idea how long they're going to be waiting. They've already been waiting 10 days when the day of Pentecost comes. They get up that morning. They don't know if today would be the day, but it was. And we've seen what happened here in this true story from the Bible. The followers of Jesus are all together in one place, and suddenly they hear a sound like the blowing of a violent wind that filled the house where they were, and then tongues of fire come to rest on each person. Can you imagine that? A group of people huddled together in a house, waiting as Jesus had told them to do, perhaps a bit fed up of waiting. Perhaps they're a little bit afraid of being arrested for being followers of Jesus, when suddenly the place is changed, wind and fire. Imagine, how would you and I have felt? Perhaps scared, amazed, awestruck? Something really special must have happened. And Luke, who wrote the book of Acts, is really clear. The Holy Spirit has come to the disciples. All of them, we heard, were filled with the Holy Spirit. Jesus had promised that he would give them the gift of the Holy Spirit, and that's exactly what happened. And we can always trust Jesus to keep his promises. We're going to think this morning a bit about those tongues of fire in particular that came to rest on the head of each person and what they tell us about the Holy Spirit. So firstly, fire speaks to us of God's power. We know that we need smoke detectors in our homes so that we're warned if a fire starts because it can spread very quickly. I love this little cartoon. The men are getting more and more worried as they see the fire coming. We know that just a tiny spark can set a fire going and lead to the wildfires that we saw last summer. Fire is powerful. When I was little, I got too close to the gas fire and I singed my hair. And there was this really strange smell and these really funny flakes of hair on my head. The flames of fire in our reading didn't harm those people. No one had singed hair, but the picture of fire as a sign of the Holy Spirit does remind us that he is powerful. Luke had said in chapter 1, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses. So the Holy Spirit gives us power to live for Jesus and to speak for Jesus. We see this in a miraculous way in our reading. Jesus' followers, ordinary people, could now speak in different languages to all those people who were from so many different places. Different languages, but the same message. They hear the disciples declaring the wonders of God. The Holy Spirit is powerful, giving the disciples what they need to speak to people about Jesus. And on that day, because so many were there from all over the world, they were able to witness to a world way beyond Jerusalem. The Holy Spirit gives the right words to say. And just after our reading, Peter speaks to a massive crowd about Jesus, about his life, his death, his rising from the dead, and that he is now King of heaven, and that people must come to him, turn from all they've done wrong, and ask him to forgive them. Peter was just an ordinary fisherman until he met Jesus, and now he preaches to this massive crowd in the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives him the words, and the Holy Spirit uses his words because 3,000 people became Christians that day. The Holy Spirit is God's power for us. He saves people, he changes lives, he speaks to our hearts, and gives us the right words to say as we speak to others around us about Jesus. It can take courage to tell people that we go to church and that we're Christians. It means we have to stand out as being different. When you're talking with someone and you see perhaps a chance to speak about Jesus, about how you follow him, even if that's in a tiny way, pray in your mind and ask the Holy Spirit to give you the right words and don't be afraid. I wonder if you noticed that last verse in our reading. Some made fun of them and thought they were drunk. Perhaps your family and friends know you are a Christian, and perhaps they tease you, or perhaps they're unkind, or they don't want to talk about it. The Holy Spirit gives you the power to be strong and to keep going even when people are against you. Peter got up and the Holy Spirit gave him the words to say, even though people were against him. So the Holy Spirit is God's power for us. Fire speaks to us of power, we've just said, but fire also speaks to us of presence, of God being with us. There's a story in the Old Testament when God calls Moses to become the leader of his people. God gets Moses' attention by an angel appearing to him in flames of fire from within a bush. The bush is on fire, but it doesn't burn up. A bit like the flames of fire at Pentecost, not burning anyone. God calls out from within the bush. The fire speaks of God being there, of being there with Moses and talking to him. So the Holy Spirit is God's presence with us, is God with us. The disciples were sad that Jesus was going, that he wouldn't be physically with them anymore. But Jesus promised he would send the Holy Spirit so that they would never be alone. And when the Holy Spirit was given at Pentecost, in some amazing way, the Holy Spirit came to live inside the followers of Jesus. And the same is true for us. So not only does he give us the power to follow Jesus, but he lets us know that God is with us, reassuring us that we're God's children, guiding us, comforting us when we're sad, reminding us of Jesus' words. And so we can know God with us all the time, every day, through the Holy Spirit, reassuring us that God is with us. Now, Kate is going to come and just share her story of God being with her in the day by day. Keep it right up.
Okay. So I had my initial powerful encounter with the Holy Spirit before I was a Christian. I didn't really recognize what it was. It happened at a communion service, so it was in a church a bit like this in Cape Town, when I was invited forward by a curate, a bit like Joy. And it was actually through her faith that I received my first blessing from the Holy Spirit. And I was overwhelmed and very confused, and I didn't know what it was. But I felt bathed in a love that I didn't know I deserved. And it was very confusing because I had no context, no Bible knowledge, no education in the church, but I was changed in that moment. And then the first 10 years of my Christian life, I had a lot of experiences with the Spirit, especially through Alpha, through a Holy Spirit weekend, where again, the Spirit filled me, things happened to me, I was filled with emotion, I was overwhelmed, and I had no vocabulary for it whatsoever. And again, it was the faith of others who had to witness to me to explain what was happening to me. So from then I started to go, well, we all started to go as a family when we moved back to the UK to New Wine. And at New Wine, we spent a lot of time with people where we saw the presence of the Holy Spirit in great big crowds, and everyone seemed to go there to be fed and filled and to leave fulfilled, almost enough for a whole year before you waited for the next summer of New Wine. In my early Christian years, the Holy Spirit offered me what I needed. So I needed healing and hope and friends, safety, comfort. And I was inspired to spend a lot of time with God, usually feeling closest to him in home groups and in small groups and alone. I think in those moments, I could witness God working through the Spirit, in me, through others. It was a really important 10 years of my life. When I went back to work recently, I worried I'd have less time for God. I work full-time now, my habits have changed, but I didn't need to worry. He's always there with me. He, these days, offers me a lot of courage and strength and helps me work on the things that challenge me most through daily prayer and trust. He's given me very clear direction for big decisions recently, especially since COVID. Also helping me overcome my fear and encouraging me specifically not to worry and not to be anxious, and also to be brave enough to share the gospel, to smile at people, to be a more patient driver, and to forgive people a bit more quickly. The Holy Spirit has encouraged me to live my life totally differently, to live for Jesus. I want to hear God's voice and the presence of the Holy Spirit working in me, but most of all, changing me. So nothing to me is more challenging than trying not to upset the Holy Spirit. And I think I love the image of the dove. On a daily basis, I struggle with making sure I can keep my dove with me on my shoulder and not scare it away. So when I'm not at peace with myself, when I'm arguing with somebody, when I'm not at peace with my children or my husband, I know I need to say sorry to receive that blessing again and to be close to the Spirit again. Just to conclude, the Holy Spirit gives me hope and strength, the right words to say when I don't have the right ones at all, gentleness, which I want more of and struggle with, helps me feel loved, makes me feel brave, and helps me seek to reach my full potential in my daily life.
Thanks, Gabby.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. So the Holy Spirit gives us power so that we can decide to follow Jesus. He helps us to share Jesus with others. And the fire that came down at Pentecost reminds us of that power, and it reminds us of God's presence with us. What Kate's talked about is how she experiences God with her in the everyday. And when a particular Bible verse comes alive for you, when you look up at the heavens and want to thank God, that's the Holy Spirit at work in your life. And we are never alone. So if we're sitting here this morning, trusting in Jesus, we can be sure that we have the Holy Spirit in us. Peter says that if we turn from our sin and turn to Jesus for forgiveness, you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Thank you that you kept your promise that he would come. Holy Spirit, please fill us this morning. Turn our hearts to you. May we know your power at work in our lives. Help us to live and speak for you. May we know your presence with us, and that you will never leave us wherever we go. Amen.